All right, how are you guys doing? My name is Rob. This is Matt. If you guys are new to the channel, please do us a favor and subscribe. We are doing daily content on the Israeli war and the Ukrainian conflict, as we have been for well over a year now. So there's quite a bit that's been going on. I know that they're the Gaza invasion's coming. Tomorrow's going to be Friday the 13th, which could also be kind of... Do we actually have something up on the board about that as well?
No, I didn't bring it up, but I can talk on it, man. That one's pretty easy. Yeah. So essentially, one of the leaders of Hamas came out, and he didn't say... The Hamas leader did not say he wants a global day of jihad, but he definitely insinuated across the board in video addressment. And it's basically, he called for a bunch of the people to either send money to Hamas to support the jihad against the Israeli troops. But then also within that, he also said, you know, basically do everything that you can. It's insinuating.
It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, and that's supposed to be tomorrow.
That is supposed to be tomorrow. So if you guys are doing anything like that, if you guys are worried about anything in life, I don't know. People will keep saying be vigilant or whatever. Yeah, always be vigilant, but I don't know. I don't know. Do you think it's going to happen? Anything's going to happen here in America or no?
Yeah, I think what people honestly need to be concerned about is the homegrown violent extremist, not necessarily a sleeper cell here in the United States of America, but homegrown violent extremists, people that are sympathetic to the cause. Look at all the protests that are going on inside the United States right now and pay attention to that stuff, because there's a lot of people that are sympathizing with Palestine and do think that Israel is on the wrong side of history here. And those people are going to be motivated to do violence. All right. Not everybody, but little key individuals in there are going to be motivated. And it's going to be the sick, twisted ones that end up actually doing stuff. Yesterday, there was a bomb found at,
in Baltimore.
Baltimore, Washington International. And then a lady was running through the Atlanta airport and stabbed a couple people as well, right about the same time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, both of them, I mean, it could be crazy people or it could not be crazy people, but things like that, honestly, expect it to happen. I know Atlanta, you guys have a bunch of crazy stuff that happens all the time if you're listening from ATL, but expect more things like that to happen.
Okay, so what's first up on our agenda here? What do we got going on?
Well, so the IDF went and dropped a bunch of leaflets into Gaza warning everybody to evacuate. And this article that I've got pulled up on the screen here comes from the Jerusalem Post, and it specifically says what they told the residents of Gaza. It says the operations of the Hamas terrorist organizations are prompting the IDF to act against it in areas of your residence. For your safety, you must evacuate your homes immediately and go to known shelters. And it says specifically, the IDF is not interested in harming you or your family members. Anyone who is near Hamas operatives or their facilities will put their lives in danger. A house that is used by Hamas terrorist organizations will be targeted. Adhering to the IDF instructions will prevent you from being exposed to danger. So bottom line is, if Hamas is around you and they're doing Hamas things, get away from them. If you're around Hamas, they're going to target Hamas regardless. So get away.
Leaflets. You want to explain to people what leaflets are real quick or what?
Yeah, so they generally load them up in aircraft and drop them out of bags and just spread these little flyers, you know what I mean, about yay big. We did the same thing against ISIS back in the day.
We did it in Iraq as well.
Yeah, we did it in Iraq, but it's basically telling them that, hey, there's an invasion coming, get the hell out of the way.
We've actually done this stuff all the way back to World War II, matter of fact. I mean, leaflets have been dropped since forever ago. Now, we actually did a false little leaflet, a faux leaflet thing in World War II.
Yeah.
Where we dumped the things out in an area we were
pretending like we're going to go.
Yeah. We've done that kind of stuff as well.
Well, I think it's pretty fair to say with 300,000 troops stacked up on the border of Gaza right now.
It's more than that now. I saw this morning they have over 500,000. It's like 520 is what they've called up now.
Well, that's reserves.
500,000 have
been called up. Yeah, but currently on the border, there's at least 300,000.
That's nuts.
At least 300,000. That's more than Russia used to invade Ukraine, to be clear.
That's just on the strip.
That's on the Gaza Strip.
That's not very big.
No, they're not playing.
What is it, 20 miles long or something?
It ain't
like that?
Nothing, yeah.
300,000 people on a 20-mile strip. Next up on the list, we have Israel airports are being struck inside of Syria. Or excuse me, Israel strikes Syria airports.
Right.
I'm sorry, I said that really backwards there.
Yeah, Israel struck two airports inside of Syria. Right, and the reason that they did it, and there's actually some videos of this that have surfaced that show like these airports getting thrashed. But the reason they did it, and now Israel's denying this, just to be perfectly clear, or not even denying it, they're just refusing to comment on it. But
just so you know, coming from the Israel war room, Right. Israel conducts simultaneous airstrikes on Damascus and Aleppo international airports.
They're just not.
They're not going to say.
Public. They're not
this
commenting.
This is coming from this.
Yeah, they're not commenting. And the reason
is
that
a
they
real
did it.
Source.
The reason that they did it was because they're in fear of Iran sending weapons and support to Hezbollah and to Hamas.
Yes, blocking oncoming Iranian flights that contain smuggled weapons for Iran's proxies on Israel's border, which is very true.
Correct.
Is it not? I mean, that is what it is.
Yes, 100%. And that's Iran's been a state sponsor of those organizations for a very long time. I said it the other day. Over $300 million worth of like gear and equipment every year.
That's cool.
And support going into Hamas and also into Hezbollah. And Iran actually had a meeting between the Iranian prime minister and Saudi Arabia. They actually had a meeting to discuss what was going on over there as well. Apparently what came out of it was they're saying that everything that Israel is doing is essentially against the Geneva Conventions and that it needs looked at. And they're looking at different ways to prevent that from happening in the future.
Okay.
So that's kind of scary information within itself.
Well, I know we have the Secretary of State has arrived in Israel. I don't actually pull that up on my... Actually, I do have this pulled up on my screen, I believe. Yes, I do. He says that the U.S. never faltered support for Israel and likens Hamas terrorist state worst than ISIS. That's what that's a little short little snippet, but I'm sure you have the entire thing pulled up right here.
Yeah, so essentially Anthony Blinken, he arrived in Israel, but along with him, he actually brought like a hostage envoy from the United States, like the deputy... for that. And it's very odd because I'm also seeing reports that CAG and SEAL Team 6 are on the ground as well.
I've seen that like multiple times.
Right. And so now we have the hostage envoy.
Do you believe that to be true? We scroll down this thing real quick. Does it say anything? It probably doesn't say anything about who is actually there, does it?
No.
Yeah, it's not going to say.
No, okay. It's not going to say things like that. But that's what people are reporting. Whether or not it's true, I don't. I mean, honestly, at this point, I think Hamas knows. Like normally I'm against, you know, spreading information that would get operators killed. But I think at this point, Hamas, if they are holding on to it, Americans can pretty much expect the United States of America is going to come after them.
No, I want them to know. We want them to know.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to get shwacked.
You like, fact. Imagine these men, these Hamas guys that are holding the Americans hostage, and you have CAG and SEAL Team 6 there. Can you explain CAG just a little bit? Because the average person doesn't know what CAG is.
CAG is what is previously referred to as Delta Force, now CAG, the complex.
Put it on the echelon. So we got.
So like, you have SEAL Team 6, which is right here that everybody knows about from their fame raid on Bin Laden, right? And then you have CAG, which is a step above. They actually do recruit.
Where's Rangers and where's like regular Army?
Regular Army's down here. Ranger Regiment's a little bit up there. And then you got like your SF guys, and then you have CAG.
Yes. So CAG, just so everybody knows, that's what it is.
CAG stands for the Combat Applications Group. It's an unofficial unit within the United States Army that
now,
I think.
Who all can join CAG? Is it
anybody from across all the services can join CAG. They recruit from everywhere. They only select some of the best operators across the military. It is like the famed, it's not even famed. It's just,
it's the best of the best and the guys that you'll never know.
Yeah. Out of the 100 operators that go through, and I mean, like these are your seasoned guys, you probably get 5.
There you go.
That get through the OTC.
So I personally want Hamas to know, guess what? Those guys are there and they're going to kill. They're going to destroy
it. They're going to push the poo-poo in for sure.
It's going to be bad. The boys are going to, it's going to be brutal for them.
They're going to crush it.
But they need to know. Live in fear, Hamas, because you need to be living in fear right now. They only sent the best group over there to scoop people up.
Like one of the first living Medal of Honor recipients, you know what I mean, during the War on Terror, one of them's from CAG. Not one of the first. I'm sorry. One of the last. There's a CAG guy running into a burning building. When Trump talked about al-Baghdadi being hunted and killed like a dog, that was CAG.
Yeah,
right?
They were crying
and they were like, yeah, that was CAG.
Hey, by the way, I want to add a question for you. Did you see the video of the pipes? Please tell me you saw the video of the pipes, Hamas pipes. Oh, mm-hmm. God, I got to send this to you right now. So this, I thought I sent this. Like, I sift through so much stuff with you here. I'm going to send it right now. This is pretty important because a lot of people are talking about the aid that Hamas has received, but Palestine has received.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with water pipelines and foreign aid and everything like that. Now, go look at the video. It's been widely shown now at this point. They dug up these pipelines and they turned them into rockets. All the water pipelines. So now they've been complaining about not having water and electricity and so on and so forth. But see the piping? Did you see them or no?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up on the screen for everybody.
Okay. Yeah, send it. Give it a good send. The digging, the pipes being pulled up. These are the pipes that we spend all that money, give a financial aid. Look, they're getting ripped right out. For what reason? To be cut and turned into what? My God, look at this. Who would have thought?
Hamas is turning them into rockets.
They're turning them. It's kind of crazy that they actually had the little ammo crates already prepped and ready for them. Look at that. Let's give Let's give them some more aid, huh? Let's give them some more aid. What do they dig up here? What is this?
It looks like a sunken ship, and they're pulling munitions off of it. There's a lot of correlation in between Hamas and ISIS right now, and you'll see it in this video that I have for later on down, but where people are, like, from Hamas are basically wanting to join ISIS and wanting to die for the cause. And what's sad is it's children that this video consists of.
Oh, yeah, I know which video you're talking about.
Yeah.
What do we got going on here? IDF? Yes, IDF.
Yes, this is the IDF. I'm going to call him the press secretary.
That made it in. The scenes are out of a zombie movie. It's a war zone. And I've heard a seasoned war correspondent who, after walking there, described it as the worst thing he has ever seen. Nothing less. And that should tell you something, how horrific the scenes were. So out of 1,000 people, Israelis, who lived in this beautiful community, more than 100 were killed. And today the body bags, many body bags, were evacuated from that kibbutz, including those of children and including those of babies. And we got very, very disturbing reports of that came from the ground, that there were babies that had been beheaded. And I admit, it took us some time to really understand and to verify that report. And it was hard to believe that even Hamas could perform such a barbaric act. But after eyewitnesses came forward, and after a senior official in the Israeli coronary service, Zaka, came forward on record on CBS News and said, yes, I saw the bodies of beheaded babies. I think we can now say with relative confidence that this is unfortunately what happened in Be'eri. This is what Hamas did to Israeli civilians.
So there you go. For anybody that has doubted it, for any of the propaganda that's been spread out there, the IDF just confirmed they 100% beheaded children. And it's hard to even listen to and imagine that they could do such a thing. It is not disinformation. It is. If they did it, it's hard to believe, but they did it. If we skip forward over here to 4 minutes, once I jump up here a little bit, he's going to start talking about Gaza and what's taking place there and why they're doing what they're doing.
They forced them out. Those were the scenes in Kibbutz Be'eri. And in a sharp turn, I would like to go straight into the Gaza Strip and speak a little bit about Hamas, what Hamas has in the Gaza Strip and under the Gaza Strip, because there is much more than meets the eye and much more than what you see on news coverage of cameras that are gazing at the Gaza horizon, and all of a sudden there's a plume of smoke and perhaps a building collapses as a result of an Israeli strike. That
is very important for people to understand. And he's going to break this down, and I want people to understand this as well, because there's a lot of Palestinian misinformation that's coming out as well, specifically out of like Hamas, right, in the Gaza Strip, of the Israeli Defense Force just indiscriminately targeting people. It's not what they're doing. They're targeting legitimate military targets, and Hamas just happens to stage them around people. That's what they do, so that they can then claim the Israeli government killed innocent civilians. You know this as well, that oftentimes they will put firearms in the hands of children, and then after they've been shot, they will take the firearms from the children. They do all sorts of sick, disgusting things like that. So we're going to listen to this guy here for a sec.
Doesn't tell the story of what's going on in Gaza. The story is as follows. This area, the Gaza Strip, is one of the densest populated areas in the world, about 20 miles from one end to the other, and about 9 miles in the widest location, and less than 6 in the most narrow. What Hamas has done since they took control almost 20 years ago of the Gaza Strip is basically to build a network of tunnels from Gaza City and under Gaza City, which is the center and the biggest part of their infrastructure, all the way down to Khan Yunis and Rafah. So imagine we're looking at the Gaza Strip, but really think of the Gaza Strip as one layer for the civilians and then another layer for Hamas. And what...
So to clarify, if nobody heard that, he said that all the way up in like the northeast of the Gaza Strip, they have tunnels that stretch the entire length of Gaza that Hamas moves in and underneath, and that includes men, weapon, and equipment.
What we're doing now is that we are trying to get to that second layer that Hamas has built, by the way, only for itself, not to be accessed by the civilians. These aren't bunkers for the Gazan civilians to have access to when Israel is striking. No, it's only for Hamas and other terrorists so that they can continue to fire rockets at Israel, to plan operations, to launch terrorists into Israel. That's the only thing that this network is for. And tomorrow, by the way, I'm going to show you an even better visualization of how this looks so you can get a glimpse of what Hamas built under the Gaza Strip.
So I think that's very important for everybody to understand, man. And we're going to end it there on that video. I think that's very important for people to understand. One, how ridiculously brutal Hamas is when it comes to beheading children. But number two, that they are purposely putting these things inside civilized areas where they know Israel is going to target, and they're using the Palestinian civilians within Gaza as human shields. That's what they're attempting to do.
Not entirely too shocking. I mean, we've seen this stuff with other terrorist organizations using mosques and other just widely known civilian areas as staging grounds. What we got going on here?
So this is the town of Kibbutz that we were talking about. And I'm going to skip forward a little bit to where she's walking through it. There's some of this. I forget if it's in this video, but I might have to blur some of this out. But either way, this is that town that he was just talking about. They allowed reporters to go in and actually access this area because they wanted it documented. And even right here on the screen, just look at the screen, the amount of shell casings, they're scattered across the ground. Okay, that's very telling of what took place here. And just watch for it throughout the video. It's pretty unreal.
Everything is still out here. The ground is covered with bullets.
We're getting into the kibbutz of Be'eri. It was attacked by terrorists this Saturday. As we're going in, cars burned to the ground by terrorists. They were trying to get home. They didn't even get there. The entire gate is burned. It's not functioning. It's complete chaos. An entire house, you can see the mattress that they slept on just hanging in there. This site here still reeks of bodies. They haven't finished evacuating it yet. I've never seen so many houses near each other destroyed by missiles. This house is burned to a crisp. There were 15 Israeli hostages held in there.
Hope everybody heard that. There was 15 Israeli hostages inside of that building, and they burned it down.
And on the streets, there are still body bags and puddles of blood.
I don't know if everybody just saw that quick snapshot of a pile of shells. Not only were they beheading children, they were locking hostages inside of buildings and burning them to the ground. It's wild, absolutely wild. And if you want to know where they get their ideology from, it's from this video right here. Have you seen this video before?
No, I saw it this morning. I didn't watch it all the way through, though.
So I had a friend double check the Arabic in this video, and it is accurate. I might actually probably will just blur the faces of these children out of here so they're not exploited. But yeah, what these kids are saying is accurately translated on the bottom of your screen, so you're aware. We have to make war, says this young girl, to prove that we are stronger than the Jews. Next girl, people love Palestine and they are ready to die for Palestine. These kids are what, 10 years old, maybe?
I don't even know.
If
Not
that.
Even.
I want to fight against them, the Jews, and defeat them in war.
Another boy.
Young boy, probably 8 years old. At school, they teach us that Al-Aqsa and all of the people are, yeah. The Jews lie and say that their temple is under the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It was never there. I hate the Jews, says this young man. Yes, they teach us that the Zionists are our enemy. And must fight them. They teach us that the Jews are terrorists. At school, they teach us about Jews. They teach us that they are bad people. They killed our young. They teach us in school that Jews are fickle, bad people. I am ready to stab a Jew and drive a car over them. And that's the other translation, could mean walk. I will ram a car into them. I have to constantly stab them, drive over them, and shoot them. Stabbing and running over Jews brings dignity to the Palestinians. I'm going to run over them and stab them with knives. I think everybody gets the point, right? This is what their children are taught at a very young age. This. They take five-year-olds and they inject stuff like this into their brain. And then they wonder why they act out the way they do. Have you ever heard the statement, if Israel lays down its weapons, there would be no Israel? But if Hamas laid down its weapons, there would be peace? That's pretty much telling of how this is going to go. This is going to be, because of this, it's a generational issue. It's not just about going and killing the current fighters. They're going to have to re-educate an entire population.
This is just, I don't know. I'm sorry. It's terrible. It really is. I mean, these people are, I don't know. They're worse than the Taliban by far.
They are.
Hands down, they're worse than the Taliban. They're worse than Al-Qaeda. I've ever had to deal with them.
Well, if I blow this up, one of these kids says he wants to join ISIS if we go back in there.
Really?
Yeah.
This kid does?
Yeah. Watch. Put it back. Is back up?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm prepared to be a suicide bomber. With Allah's help, I will fight for ISIS, the Islamic State.
Okay, well, that didn't take too long to get to that, I guess.
My bad. Yeah, wow. That's the level that they're on. 100%.
This is...
I don't think people in the West truly understand what Israel is actually up against.
I think the problem is that most of the people in the West haven't had to fight against a radical Islamic mindset ever in their life. There's only a very small percentage of us that actually have had to deal with it. That's the other problem.
Right.
Think about how many people in America have actually fought against an actual... Like me and you, we have a skewed reality of what it really is. Like, if you, let's be real, me and you's reality is going to be much different than the average American, because we're going to have, ours isn't skewed because we understand what this kind of mindset's like, and you can't smother it out. You have to.
You can't.
Yeah, it's just.
And it's not saying that it needs genocide, but what I'm saying is that these kids need re-educated, and there's people that are so far along that there's no way.
I'm not even talking about the kids. I'm not even talking about these kids. These kids they're not lost. They're just.
Misguided.
Yes, extremely misguided. I'm talking about the adults. You can't.
Those ones
you have to smother out.
Yeah.
Somebody
very wise once told me, right? That what do you do with somebody that is so, like, in depth with their own, like, personal and religious beliefs that they're willing to die for it? And the only answer that you can do with that, what can you do against that? The only answer that you can do with that is you have to kill them. There is no other way about that.
I know. I'm sorry. This is just. The kid stuff is disturbing. I'm not even thinking about that. That stuff is, they just need re-education, which I don't know if that's ever going to be a possibility. To be honest with you, they probably won't even make it through this war because they're going to...
I believe that a lot of them are going to end up picking up weapons. I do believe that a lot of the Israeli soldiers are going to have to deal with that. A lot of these kids are probably armed right now.
Yeah.
We showed the video yesterday of the kids going through their military training at such an early age. You know what I mean? This is the stuff that they're being told.
Let me send you another one. Here you go. Wow, this actually was just you haven't seen this video yet. I just scrolled down. It just came out. I'm going to send it over to you.
Sure.
We're going down the same path, and I legitimately just scrolled through, and Hamas indoctrinates civilian children. It literally is it's a minute long. We're about to watch this. This is crazy. How are we even getting on this type of path right now? Oh, my God. I can't believe I can't see that photo. Oof.
Is this something I can put on screen?
No. No, not even close. Wow, that was brutal. Oof. That was bad. I don't even know why he's posting that stuff. Did you know who's going really crazy right now? It's Ben Shapiro.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
If you went and go look at his Twitter account, what he just posted. That just gave me goosebumps. I don't want
Ben Shapiro's?
Yeah, go look what he just posted. Oh, my God. That's brutal. I'm sure a lot of people are going to go look at it now. I'm definitely not going to post it online. That was bad, like really bad. I don't even want you to say what it is out loud.
Yep.
You see that?
Yep. Yeah, that's sad, man.
I know. I've kind of lost for words on it, to be honest with you.
This is
kind of a strange episode for me. This one sucks.
Yeah. Well, we're telling the world the truth about Hamas.
Go ahead and bring that next piece up. Are we ready to do this? All right, here we go.
We need to talk about civilians in Gaza. Every aspect of life in Gaza is dictated by and endangered by Hamas. Hamas indoctrinates civilian children in terrorist training camps. Hamas seizes civilian humanitarian resources to make rockets that they fire from civilian neighborhoods. Hamas deliberately embeds itself under and inside civilian homes, schools, and mosques, desecrating these spaces by turning them into legitimate military targets. Hamas mercilessly uses civilians as pawns to carry out their stated goal.
We must attack every Jew on the planet.
Death to Israel.
The civilians they are responsible for endangered when Hamas started this war against Israel. Hamas, the genocidal terrorist organization, is responsible for everything that happens in Gaza.
I mean, she's not incorrect. And I told you guys yesterday, I really believe that they are worse than the Nazis. And I know it's kind of hard to believe, and for me to even say that out loud, it's kind of crazy. But we are seeing this, that they're like the present day Nazis. And you got, I am right saying that.
There is a lot of people that agreed with you on that.
Really? I think they're worse. Oh, really? I didn't read the comments. A lot of people actually agree with me on that?
There's a lot of people that agree with you on that.
Okay, that's, that makes me feel
if
better.
If you were to give Hamas the same capabilities that the Nazis have, there's a lot of people that are in agreement. It would be worse.
What else we got on the list?
All right, so I'm going to
hop into the Ukraine. Is that what we got?
Yeah, let's pop over to Ukraine and talk about what's going on over there right now. I'm going to pull up ISW's interactive map and talk about some of the stuff that's happening on the front line. We had said, what, last week that it looked like Ukraine was getting held up.
I was told that they might be doing some decent stuff in Avika right now. Like, they're actually repelling the Russians halfway decent, or am I wrong?
We're going to talk about it because the Russians took some terrain yesterday.
Okay.
So we're going down here to look in the Robotnaya area in the south, and it looks like Ukraine has made zero advancements down in the Robotnaya area. ISW has assessed a tiny little portion of Verbov is to be underneath Ukrainian control. However, if you look at it, it is barely a foothold that they're holding on to in Verbov. But a couple days ago, the Russians did start moving in this area. So as I'm going to scroll, Bakhmut is right up here. And so we're heading south of Bakhmut down to this little area, scrolling the wrong way. And we go and we look at the city of Avdiivka, and Russia has launched a multi-front assault on the town of Avdiivka, and they have pushed in from the north as well as from the south. And in the north is where they've actually been capable of taking a lot of terrain. You can look up here and see this giant chunk that they've been able to take out, and they're continuing to move in along this front. Also, additionally, over on the eastern side of town, they have been able to move into the town and started taking up little chunks of that as well. I have no idea how many Russian troops are moving in that area, but it's very likely with the amount of resources that Ukraine has committed down on the Verbov front down near Robotnaya that they don't have the capability, I think, of flexing very many additional troops, not to mention how close this is to Bakhmut. Now, if we go up to the north just a little bit and we start going down near Kupiansk, over in the Kupiansk region, they haven't advanced at all up over here, but their artillery attacks have increased significantly within that area itself.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I saw someone actually make a pretty decent comment. It wasn't on YouTube, but it was on Twitter. They were talking about, it's kind of funny that America probably would like Israel to actually follow through with a peace agreement before Ukraine followed through with a peace agreement, which it's kind of ironic that actually did happen.
That we want Israel to have a peace agreement?
No, imagine if America's like, all right, Israel, it's time for you to have a ceasefire. And you're like, hold on a sec. What about Ukraine? We probably should, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. The United States is not going to tell Israel
to have a ceasefire. I'm just saying, I mean, you got it crazy if they actually did.
At all. They're going to be, I still believe that they're going to be pushing Ukraine sometime in the near future as far as funding and whatnot goes.
We put more. JTACs just got shifted over there with a bunch of warthogs.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, they just got shifted over there today. Whole bunch of them.
To Israel or Ukraine?
No, to Jordan. Not to
Oh, the JTACs went over to Jordan?
Yeah, they're all over their staging. Which, if anybody doesn't know anything about warthogs, those things are... And that'd be the perfect environment for them. That'd be like the most perfect environment for those things to do some work.
Oh, they'd be doing some serious work over there.
So France has now also banned pro-Hamas protests as of 5 minutes ago all across the country. I don't think we're going to see that here in America because
no.
I think we have too much of like a freedom of speech thing here, which France doesn't have. Their laws aren't nearly like ours, but I think, I don't know.
Have you seen what's going on in New York and how trash that place is?
Oh yeah, I've seen
all the Palestinian protesters in New York made New York look like Palestine. There's just trash everywhere. It looks like garbage. It looks like a giant pile of trash now. I mean, not that New York hasn't always looked like trash. There are some very beautiful places, but they definitely made it look like trash.
Yeah, and New York, the only thing New York's ever really done is it smells like pee all the time. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to New York City a lot,
yes,
but
I
it
have.
Smells like
it's
piss.
Also like going to L.A.
Yeah, it's yeah, L.A. I think L.A. is worse than New York.
L.A. is horrible.
I'd rather go to New York
than L.A.
Yeah, so would I. Yeah. L.A. has got nicer weather, but my God.
Yep. Well, that's what I have for these fine folks today.
Well, I hope you guys had a great episode. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Remember, tomorrow apparently it's supposed to be something crazy. If you guys don't believe me, you guys can go look at it. It is the number one trending thing currently inside of on Twitter with Day of Jihad. Some people don't believe me that it could be a possibility.
It 100% can.
So, I mean,
it 100% can. And it's
it is what it is. So we'll see.
Yep. All right.
Well, I love you guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow.